8:09 now here on this Thursday morning. John Swisher along with you. Our guest of the day here this morning is Crystal D. Shaw from Delaware County Public Health Supervisor. And good morning to you. Happy Thursday. A little cloudy out there, but we'll make our way through. As throughout the year, there are many different healthcare awareness months, and this month is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, and let's talk about that, Crystal.
Yeah, absolutely. So having awareness months throughout the years offer great opportunities for us to remind our communities on the importance of, you know, different vaccines, routine health physicals, or procedures we can do. So every year, there are thousands of women that are diagnosed with invasive cervical cancer. All women are at risk for cervical cancer, most often occurring after that age of 30. The good news is that the disease is preventable with vaccination and having the appropriate screenings. So another, you know, cervical cancer is a disease where the cells in the body start in the cervix and they grow out of control. Almost all cervical cancers are linked to an infection with the high-risk human papillomavirus, also known as HPV virus, and it's extremely common, and it's transmitted through sexual contact. So while most infections with HPV, they'll resolve on their own and cause no symptoms, but persistent infection can cause cervical cancer in women.
And knowing that HPV viruses are very common, they can cause cervical cancer in women. Can the HPV virus also cause cancer in men?
Yeah, so HPV virus can cause cancer in men, and that's called penile cancer. So while this month is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, we are also really, you know, wanting to highlight that HPV virus and how it can negatively affect both men and women. You know, every year about 36,000 men and women develop cancer caused by this HPV virus.
And you mentioned before the disease is preventable with vaccination and screenings. Let's talk more about that.
Yeah, so there's several steps you can take to protect yourself from these types of cancers. You know, first of all is get informed, find out the facts and help educate others. Get your screening, talk to your healthcare provider, get your adolescent and teens vaccinated. By getting the HPV vaccination, over 90% of these cancers can be prevented. That is significant. The HPV vaccine is given in two doses at ages 11 to 12 years old. And then, you know, although everyone through the age of 26 should get the HPV vaccine, if you or your teen isn't fully vaccinated yet, you know, talk to your healthcare provider, and early detection and protection works the best. So that's why the HPV vaccine is recommended earlier rather than later, because it protects your child long before they even have contact with this virus.
And you talked about adolescents and teens getting the vaccine. Where can they get it, and how do you know it's safe?
Yeah, contact your healthcare provider to schedule an appointment for the HPV vaccine, or give us a call at Delaware County Public Health. You know, our number is 563-927-7551, and we'll be happy to point you in the right direction. You know, there have been more than 130 million doses of this HPV vaccine distributed, like, in the U.S., and it has a reassuring safety record that is backed by over 15 years of monitoring and research.
Crystal D. Shaw is here talking about Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. And Crystal, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, we just really strongly encourage you to have your adolescent or teens get the HPV vaccine. Help protect them from future cancers. I know when my girls are old enough, they will definitely have this vaccine. And again, if you ever have any questions, please look to a trusted source of medical information, your healthcare provider, or us at Delaware County Public Health. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for coming in and providing this great information. Crystal D. Shaw, Delaware County Public Health Supervisor, talking about Cervical Cancer Awareness Month of this month of January here at 8:13. We continue on here on this Thursday morning.